technically, Sparta and Argos could have summoned Athens to their side. And the Athenians essentially stay out of the fighting for the first 2 years, but in 418 BC, as the hostilities escalate, the Argives make a real appeal. You know, the fighting is getting very serious. We need more help. And it's at that point the Athenians begin to send forces into Argos to support the Argives in their battles along their frontiers. Technically, the Athenians would claim, just as they did back in 433 BC, they are merely coming to the aid of an ally to defend their territory. They really weren't declaring war on Sparta. The Spartans were willing to put up with this because they were having so much trouble in the Peloponnesus, they didn't press the issue. But by 418 BC, we find ourselves in a situation where the Spartans and Athenians are literally ready to go back to war with each other. The Athenians, in a sense, as allies, and it's essentially 2,000 Athenian hoplites who end up serving in the Peloponnesus, as allies to Argos, technically, in support of this treaty that had been voted back in 420 BC. And so there's really good reason why Thucydides saw these clashes as simply the opening stages of the renewal of a war that had been continuing since 431 BC. Now, as the Athenians and Spartans and the Argives move to fight this bizarre battle at Mantinea, what about our friends the Corinthians? The Corinthians had done everything in their power to promote the emergence of Alcibiades in Athens. They had encouraged the Argives to take measures that would put them on a collision course with Sparta. The Corinthians apparently had concluded sometime in 420 BC, if they couldn't build an oligarchic alliance around Argos, which would hook up with Sparta and join in a war against Athens, then drive Argos into the arms of Athens and let that alliance of the Argives and the Athenians frighten the Spartans back into their good senses so they would declare war on Athens again. This second gambit was probably even more dangerous than the first. And in the summer of 418 BC, after nearly 2.5 years of inconclusive border fighting and diplomatic maneuvers, two great armies were again in motion, one from Sparta and one from Argos, which moved to the city of Mantinea in Arcadia in eastern Peloponnesus, bent on fighting a traditional classic hoplite battle, and what was at stake was the hegemony of the Peloponnesus.